the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So let's go to the Wags at War. Just after we've had that enormous libel trial with Johnny Depp and The Sun bringing in Amber Heard, we have another major row that has ended up in the libel courts in England. This time, though, it's wives against wives of famous footballers. Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. Tell us, please, why are Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney in court against each other?
Absolutely spot on there, Matt. Good evening to you. Their husbands may be great teammates on the pitch for England, Jamie Vardy and Wayne Rooney, but not so as their wives duke it out in court. Yes, it's the best court probably to come, best case to come before the High Court since Johnny Depp. What can I tell you? Colleen Rooney, the wife of Mrs. Rooney, pointing the finger at Rebecca Vardy as the villain who leaked a series of stories to the press about her private life about a year ago. To give you an idea of those stories, if it's important to your listeners, one was the suggestion that Colleen Rooney was going to line up a big TV career. The other was that the basement had flooded in their new mansion. And the third was that they were seeking gender selection in Mexico. All false. All planted in what's been dubbed the Wagatha Christie case. Because Mrs. Rooney wanted to find out who was leaking stories to The Sun, because it was only The Sun who printed them. So she sent those stories out on account, but only because she blocked them to everyone else. Only, she claims, to Rebecca Vardy, and that's how they went on. Rebecca Vardy, meanwhile, said that this is not true. This caused enormous distress. She was worried she was miscarried the child she was carrying at the time, so she's suing Mrs. Rooney. Pick the bones out of that.
Okay, the original tweet from Colleen Rooney, which really captured the attention last year, I'm going to read it. For a few years now, someone who I trusted to follow me on my personal Instagram account has been consistently informing the Sun newspaper of my private posts and stories. I have saved and screenshotted all the original stories, which clearly show just one person has viewed them. It's Rebecca Vardy's account, which of course then got her nicknamed as Wagatha Christie for her detective work.
She became Wagatha Christie. I've counted them. It's not just .. It's 15 dots. She really tried to build up the tension, I tell you. Now, in court, her attorney, Mr. Tomlinson, says that Mrs. Rooney's social media post made it clear the person accused of leaking the story is Rebecca Vardy. You'll like this line. The finger is being pointed at her as the villain, the person, the someone, the one person. And it claimed that Mrs. Vardy, though, continues to suffer severe and extreme hostility and abuse as a result of that post. So they are saying, meanwhile, Mrs. Rooney's team, that Mrs. Vardy was responsible for it all along. Therefore, her clients' means were entirely justified.
You know, we're laughing a bit at it, but I'd get the impression, actually, this is no laughing matter for the two parties involved here.
Well, I tell you what legal commentators are saying here, which is, in a way, probably the most interesting thing, and this travels all around the world now. This is the emergence of social media. Because before, obviously we had it, and before the incredible dominance and pertinence of social media, stories like this just didn't occur. And let's be honest, we've all had wives, and there have been husbands who don't get on, and it was normally fought out on quite a low level. Now it is fought out on social media for thousands, or in the case of these two young women, millions to watch. And it shows how, I think you could argue, the laws that are currently drafted and the libel laws that we're looking at now, by the way, date back decades, are probably no longer fit for purpose as we move into the social media world of 2020 and beyond.
Were either of the women in court today for the opening of these proceedings?
No, neither women attended the court. And I understand now that the judge has said we'll give a ruling on Friday afternoon. Mr. Justice Warby, the judge, that was asked to determine the natural and ordinary meaning of Mrs. Rooney's posts there, not goalposts, which of course what their husbands know better, and the world watches and waits for his VAR, or should that be Vardy, decision tomorrow.
That's very fast to get it all done, isn't it? Normally these cases drag out for ages as loads of witnesses are called and whatever.
It's an initial ruling, so unless he absolutely closes it down, it is likely that the two ladies, or at least their legal teams, will have a return fixture at a date to be determined.
And I believe that Rebecca Vardy, at the meantime, is rehearsing for Dancing on Ice.
Yes, indeed. Yes, she's landed that part. She's declined to talk. Her dance partner has arrived, I think, clutching cups of coffee, I think I read. But she's ready for that. Look, both these women, you have to realise, as I'm sure you can, in the firmament over here, to be married to Jamie Vardy, to be married to Wayne Rooney, is almost akin to being David Beckham. The wags, as they know, and the wives and girlfriends enjoyed incredible fame and notoriety and a degree of attention. But what's interesting, actually, and there have been many pictures, and the sports pages today backed it up, and I imagine the news pages will tomorrow, as all this goes on, the two blokes now continually to get on famously. So just presumably they just put it back down to problems with her indoors and let the High Court determine who's right and who's wrong.
I know we probably shouldn't be giving this time, but you know, it is a welcome relief from all the misery of all the other things that are going on, isn't it?
Oh, my God, yeah. And I know that you indeed in your country have had many issues. COVID here continues to hold the entire nation in thrall. We have the highest number of fatalities in the whole of Europe, well over 50,000 now. As you know, we are in lockdown and in lockdown for another 2 weeks. At the moment, although the government's saying it's too early to say, it doesn't really appear that lockdown is having the effect, although this is very early. It doesn't appear, and we've had the very, very grim warning that if we have 4 or 5 days off, if you will, over Christmas to celebrate the Christmas holidays, respecting that other people have other religious holidays. But if we have those days, for every day we have off over Christmas, we effectively have to lock down for 5 in January. So the great fear is now is if we have 4 or 5 days off over the holiday period, we write January off as well. Some businesses will not get into the new year.
It's a discussion we're having here as well, Nick. Listen, it's great talking to you. Keep well. Nick Thank Ferrari, you. Presenter yeah, Nick you. Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio in London.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.